FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly in winter, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 4th of January, 28 degrees, wind chill of 18, so a wintry start to the day out there. Very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning as we talk about the First Church of the Nazarene and their 100th anniversary of the church. Pastor Paul Mikey and also Everett Weems of the First Church of the Nazarene join us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Pastor Paul, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm great. I appreciate you guys having us on today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. Everett, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Ron. It's good to be on here.
Yeah, appreciate you joining us. Well, it is a century of serving at the First Church of the Nazarene. So, Pastor Paul, what exactly will be happening this weekend?
Yeah, we have been planning for quite a while, and we're going to do one special service. Usually we're at 10:45, but this week, 10 a.m., and we have some of the former pastors coming back, and then they'll be sharing greetings and things like that. We've invited as many people as they can that have been a part of our church in our community whenever, whether it be through Upward Sports or Angel Food or whatever other ministries have gone on. If you've had a part of Emporia First Church over the last 100 years, we want y'all to be a part of this special celebration. So we're going to have some good music and share a message about and kind of just recap the whole century. So it'll be a fun day. And then afterwards, we'll have lunch together over in the Fellowship Hall. So it'll be a great day.
Pastor, just out of curiosity, obviously we hear about churches that have been around for, you know, a couple hundred years. You know, this church building is still here, this church building is still here. But how rare is it for a church to reach 100 years and still be very active and thriving, especially with its congregation?
Yeah, that's a great question. We actually was sharing with one of our district superintendents not too long ago, and 40 or 45 years is usually the natural life of a church on average. And so to be able to get to 100 speaks to God's faithfulness in this community through our church. And really, it's just generations of people that have gone here that have been very faithful, and to be able to sustain it for as long as it has gone. Over the course of 20, I think I'm the 21st pastor in that 100 years. So, wow. It's quite the feat, actually.
Pastor Paul Mikey and Everett Weems of the congregation of the First Church of the Nazarene, they will be celebrating their 100th anniversary of the church this Sunday. So, what's the mood among parishioners, Everett? People pretty excited about seeing 100?
Well, I think overall, as we've been going back through the archives, pulling out information from the past 100 years, as people look at it, you know, it brings back fond memories, and you know, again, it has stirred some excitement from that aspect, especially for like newer folks to the church. My wife and I, we've been here about 15 years now, so it allows us to see, you know, the challenges that was faced years ago, and the work that was done, and the progress that's made. And of course, I'm one of those people that I like history, but I also know that history is what it is, and now we got the future. So now we got to get geared up for the next 100 years.
Well, Everett, you guys have a pretty good list of activities that go on with the church, including the live nativity that likely will help push it forward for years to come. Do you think having those traditions are something that is very valuable to the church in maintaining its status and maintaining the level of congregation that you have?
Yeah, I think any time that we can do a ministry that reaches out to our community and tries to meet a need in the community is very important to keeping the congregation motivated and seeking to do God's will from that standpoint. You know, like I said, we're constantly evaluating the ministries that we do, making sure that they are meeting needs. And we're trying to do our best to be as actively involved in the community as we possibly can. And when needs arise or we can partner with other organizations to help meet the needs of those that are in need, we always want to strive to do that.
We touched on the live nativity just briefly, but Pastor Paul, how did it go this past year, the live nativity? You were kind of bumped a day later due to some weather issues, but how'd things go?
Well, we had a really flexible crew, and so we were able to push everything back and go Saturday and Sunday evening. And we had just a steady stream of cars. I believe it was 432 total cars at the end of the day, at the end of those 2 days. Over 1,800 people and numerous dogs came through and witnessed the live nativity and everything to take it all in. And those people that came through were incredibly generous. We want to thank Emporia and our community for loving on. We ask for a food tax or a donation of any kind that goes to Salvation Army, and there was $2,400 that was donated, over 850 pounds of food that helped stock the shelves at the Salvation Army. And so just fantastic. We had 60 to 70 volunteers between the two nights, and it takes an army to do something like that, and it was fantastic. So great turnout, and we really appreciate everyone in our community's flexibility, because I know that it gums up the traffic those evenings around an already pretty busy place. So we're exceptionally happy and thankful for everyone's patience during those times. So,
well, we appreciate your time here this morning, and congratulations on 100 years, which will be celebrated here this weekend at the First Church of the Nazarene coming up on Sunday. Pastor Paul Meinke and Everett Weems, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all.
And Tegan?
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come. Hockey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Yeah. I figured that's what it was in reference to. See, people want it, Ron. People want the hockey.
There it is. Everett Weems and Pastor Paul Meinke of the First Church of the Nazarene on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Brought to you by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It's 8:37. Good morning. KVOE's emergency traffic and mobile news reports are brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated. For all of your auto body and auto repair needs, it's Floyd's 1221 Industrial.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Immigration remains a major focus in the new year. House Republicans Wednesday visited.